This is Pamela Kuhn, and the curtain is up on Center Stage, the show about the arts and the artists behind their work. The Stanford Symphony, with their spunky attitude and determination in delivering music and art to the masses, is once again lighting the flame of music making. COVID-19 has not deterred them at all. In fact, since the beginning of the pandemic, CEO of the Symphony, Russell Jones, and his administrative entourage have been working to raise the mantle of the Symphony as a major player, despite all of the obvious possible roadblocks in this profound historical time of ours. Russell is no stranger to this show, and I know him to be a Brit who is tenacious about doing his job well. So we are seeing the Stanford Symphony mounting all manner of music programs and entertainment online, using their well-equipped army of musicians in programs designed to educate and stimulate the minds and souls of our listening audience. I am using the strong language of battle here because, indeed, we are living in threatening times while trying to keep the arts alive. For years before the pandemic, those in the arts communities have struggled to campaign and raise money for our largely self-funded artistic community. But with COVID having shut down so many artistic institutions, we are now in a sad battleground to keep artists alive. And as I said in my show last week, with the closures of operatic houses, orchestras, and Broadway, we are running the risk of a future of ensemble art turning to dust. The entertainment industry is taken for granted, folks. And again, music is what helps all of us to deal with the complexities of the world. So to counter that, the Symphony is staging their first virtual gala Saturday, October 24th, at 7:30 p.m., complete with internationally acclaimed violinist Pinchas Zukerman to help launch the Stanford Symphony into our homes. But one addition to the guest artist list has especially caught my eye. It is pianist Michael Cody, who will be playing a movement of the Beethoven Piano Quintet with Winds Opus 16. Mr. Cody, who is actually Dr. Michael Cody, just happens to be the chief of cardiac surgery at Stanford Hospital. His love for his music making is probably what is monitoring his balance as a surgeon while saving lives. And indeed, the Stanford Symphony and Stanford Health are making a strong statement highlighting all healthcare workers who are saving lives during COVID with Dr. Cody's performance. Well, Russell Jones is with me today, and I am thrilled to honor his plucky programming ideas and to hear more about his life with the Symphony. Good morning, Russell, and welcome back to Center Stage.
Thank you, Pamela. It's great to be here, and I don't know what else I can say. You just said everything.
Oh, great. We can all go home now. Okay, so the really marvelous thing is that we're actually in the studio together.
Yes.
I mean, we're
Wouldn't have happened a few months ago.
No, it wouldn't have. And, you know, you and I spoke. Actually, we did a Zoom conversation, I believe, early on.
Yep.
And where you were sitting in New York City, and we were all trying to cope with the, oh, my Lord, what's going to happen to the music business? So I guess the most important thing we can say right now is that you and I are still alive, which is a great thing. And we are sitting by as musicians and administrators in the music world watching music fade out of existence right now. And it's, you know, people don't realize the common person on the street is still listening to the radio and Sirius radio, and they're listening to recordings. They don't really realize how we have been impacted by COVID-19. And I'm talking about musicians being able to pay the rent and sustain their lives.
Yes, there's a real dichotomy here. There's never been so much music online that you can download. For €20, $20, you can get the Berlin Philharmonic Virtual Concert Hall. You can be listening 24/7 to really good music. But people forget very easily that there are real flesh and blood musicians behind every single thing that you click on to listen to. And those musicians are really, really struggling. All of us in the arts, whether it's actors, musicians, painters, it doesn't matter. We cannot meet with our public, and it's impossible for us to be back in the concert hall for the time being. And our musicians, as you know, are the cream of the New York freelance pool of musicians. Everything available to them has closed. Broadway's closed. The Met Opera is closed. The New York Philharmonic is closed. The other chamber orchestras are closed. And we're offering a very, very tiny lifeline in terms of what we can employ the musicians to do on the Stanford Symphony Channel, which I'll come back and talk to about in a second, because we're very proud of it, and it's done a terrific work for the community so far. And now beginning to get people back on stage as we did 10 days ago, when it was so extraordinary to be back in the Palace Theatre. Only 20 of us, Bach-sized orchestra, the woodwind quintet with Dr. Cody, but for the 30 of us that were there, it was very emotional. You will see on our Facebook page shortly and on our web page short little interviews with the musicians who were all very emotional about being back and together again and playing. People were saying, this is the first engagement I've had since March.
Oh, my gosh. But that makes it so much richer, doesn't it? I mean, to see the emotionalism behind this.
Yes. And when people tune into the gala show on the 24th of October, they'll see this energy, this camaraderie, this family quality that we truly have in Stanford Symphony. And that Michael Stern, who became officially our music director on the 1st of July, he was very involved last year as music director designate, but he formally started in July. And the gala on the 24th of October will be his formal launch.
Isn't that something?
Not live, but you will see him conducting.
That's so exciting. That's so exciting. So let's get right into it right now. Tell us all the details about the gala.
Well, surprise, surprise, the gala is a very, very important part of our fundraising each year. Last year, we made a staggering $180,000 on our live on-stage gala with Mrs. Marvin Hamlisch.
That's right.
Who you interviewed. She hosted, and we had a marvelous concert of Marvin's music. And then 250 people joined her on stage for dinner afterwards. And we had the wonderful Alan Coulter from the Late Show to do a marvelous live auction. We raised a lot of money, a lot of very generous donors. That's absolutely, that accounts for more than 10-15% of our income every year.
Oh,
so
really?
It's a vital piece of the funding picture. So the idea of not doing a gala this year was never an option. And ironically, talking to colleagues in the orchestral world, a lot of people have actually exceeded their goals in fundraising by doing online virtual galas.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that means I have to beat 180,000 this year. That's my plan. We're well underway. People are still buying their tables. People are buying their tickets. People are being incredibly generous. And this has been a hallmark of COVID, that the generosity that we've seen from people giving a second gift, giving an increased gift, giving a gift for the first time. We ended the season with a healthy surplus, and we shared most of it with our musicians to make good on the employment we weren't able to give them that we had to cancel because of COVID. Very important. I mean, the bottom line here is that if we don't take care of our musicians, then what else is there?
Who's going to?
You know, this is the Stanford Symphony. They are the most important part. You know, nobody buys a ticket to see me manage. They buy a ticket to come and see our people play.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And they've got to be, we've got to take care of them so when we do come back in 21-22, they're going to be together and whole and ready. So we're underway. We're selling tickets. But the important thing is the gala is free. There is no a ticket. There's no entry fee to show up. Yeah. And we made this decision very early on. It's the same with the Stanford Symphony Channel. There are hours and hours and hours of content on there, from musicians playing to musicians talking on my virtual sofa from my home in New York to things for kids and articles and things we pick up from the internet. So we're having, there's an enormous amount of great content there, and it's all free. And somebody said to me when COVID hit, they said, you've got to remain relevant to the Fairfield County community. Mm-hmm. You've got to be there. Think of yourself as the fourth emergency service in for Fairfield County.
Okay.
And I believe we've done that. I think So many people have told us how comforting it's been to see our musicians who all volunteered their services. Until July 1, with the start of the new fiscal year, everything you see on the channel was donated by the members of the orchestra. We're now paying them, as we believe we should, and we'll continue to do that. But there's so much great content there that they volunteered for the community. And we didn't want to put any barriers up. We wanted to be there for the community. And on this occasion, particularly to thank the healthcare workers at Stanford Hospital and across the county. Very, very important. If we can't thank them now, when can we thank them?
Exactly.
And we dedicate this gala to them.
And what an extraordinary gesture you have made by inviting Dr. Cody to come and perform with you.
Yeah. Well, I knew from a mutual friend in New York that Michael was an extraordinary pianist. And if you look at his own personal website, you'll see that he talks about how he believes he's a better surgeon because he's a pianist.
There's no doubt about that.
Uh-huh. He's one of these infuriating people that's brilliant at several things. You know, he could have been a professional concert pianist, and yet he's saving lives in other ways by doing, you know, major heart surgery and so on. And I'd actually heard him play at Carnegie Hall, where somebody organized a wonderful program of professionals who could have been great professional musicians but chose other fields.
Ah.
And Carnegie Hall hosted an evening of them playing. There were some extraordinary performances. And I said to Michael Stern, what do you think? And he said, perfect for the gala. And then it led to teaming up with the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And the hospital of, you know, we filmed a couple of our musicians on the helipad of the hospital on the top of the building in Stanford.
Really?
Yep, you'll see that at the gala. And we've done that in all our, what I call our six towns. Our audience comes from six towns in Fairfield County, from Greenwich to Westport.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been meaning to do this for too long, and now it's a fundamental part of our new work, is to take our musicians out into the wider community. Everybody says to us, we love coming to the Palace in Stanford and hearing the full-blown concerts with all the orchestra, but we never see you in our own backyard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we took musicians to each of the six towns in landmarks that everyone will recognize. We're in Binney Park here in Greenwich. We filmed our clarinetist performing there, our trombonist on the helipad, and so on, across the six towns. And people who to tune in on October the 24th will see that all over the county. So we're deliberately calling it Together Again.
Got it. Okay.
That's the name of the gala. We, the musicians and the staff and Michael Stern and so on, we were together again. And now we're together again with our audience across the six towns.
And I've got to say, with a tad of Hollywood thrown in, I mean, a helipad at the hospital, I love that. Wow, aren't you being clever? Is this your brainchild? Is this really your brainchild?
You'll have to tune in to see my four different tuxedos that I'm going to wear during the evening
like the true Oscar experience.
Yeah,
I love it.
We deliberately recorded all the music because we don't want any Zoom glitches and we don't want the great music to be interrupted. But then Michael and I will host the show live and we will have some guests joining us on the show to introduce various items.
That is simply fantastic.
So it's, we've learned a lot from watching others in the last few months, and good things and bad things. And I just think, you know, it's a 90-minute show. There's plenty of music. Don't worry. You don't have to sit and listen to me droning on and asking for money. Sure. Are we looking to raise money? Of course. But the important thing that as many people as possible tune in and enjoy the music, because we want to continue to serve our community, bring the music back. And the silver lining in the COVID cloud is that Zoom and events like this can get us to a much wider audience.
That's right.
We lose people to Florida every year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everybody on the planet will be able to tune in and hear this show if they want to.
Exactly.
And Facebook is full, going to be full of our adverts, and We're doing a lot of marketing for the show because we can, and that will win us new friends.
You are the first person who's come into this show and talked about the silver lining in COVID, and I love that because I've also addressed that, that this is a time for reflection. This is a time to look at the flip side of things. There's so much to be learned, obviously. Well, we've got a moment here. I think we need to hear a little bit more of what's on offer in this concert. So this is really highlighting Dr. Michael Cody. And by the way, I have seen his personal website and his picture. And I don't think there's a more gorgeous heart surgeon out there. So if anything happens to me, just wheel me right in there to Stanford because I want to look at those blue eyes of his. Oh, my God, he's gorgeous, and he can play the piano. So, folks, we're going to listen to the second movement of the Beethoven Piano Quintet with Winds, and this is the Camerata Pacifica of Santa Barbara. So that is the same Beethoven piano quintet you'll be performing on the 24th, October 24th, with the Stanford Symphony. And the piano part will be played by the wonderful Dr. Michael Cody. For those who've just tuned in here on Center Stage with Pamela Kuhn, I have Russell Jones, who's the CEO of the Stanford Symphony. Russell, I've just got to ask you, what is it really like working with Michael Stern? Now, I've interviewed Michael on my show. We did a two-part interview, and I have to say it was mighty spiffy. You know, he comes from music royalty, and like his brother David, who is in charge of Palm Beach Opera and many other orchestras in the world, Michael has brought a real pizzazz to the Stanford Symphony, hasn't he?
He has. It was obvious from that first classical program he did nearly 2 years ago now, the Jupiter Symphony, when it was transformative. And the way he spoke about it before he performed it, it was just mesmerizing. And Michael he's a superstar musician. He's a phenomenal musician. He's an incredible thought partner. We have bonded so quickly. I didn't know him before. Mm. It was immediately obvious that the chemistry between us all, board, management, particularly the musicians, was there. It was very obvious from the end of that concert, yes, we found our music director. We do a 2-year worldwide search and we find the guy 10 minutes drive down the road from Stanford.
Amazing.
You know, that's how life works sometimes. And we are incredibly lucky to have somebody of his caliber. And yet, it's absolutely right, as our extraordinary musicians. The orchestra said to me at the end of year one, we haven't found somebody that's going to stretch us and develop us and build on the incredible cohesiveness that we've had as a group of musicians that have played together, some of them for 30, 35, 40 years in this orchestra. We need somebody to really lead and build us and grow us and so on. Mm-hmm. It was immediate that we had this sense of, yeah, this is... And I say leader, but he's very much a first amongst equals. He's very collaborative.
It's equitable.
Yeah, I mean, he asks musicians, what should we program next year? He's interested... Mm. I mean, I wish people could watch a rehearsal. And when he tries things, people ask questions, and we say, let's try it. You know, it's... I know it's fashionable to say that there are no more Toscaninis and to just scream at musicians and so on. That's history. It is. But it's not always entirely collaborative either.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I think, you know, that's why Michael's in his 15th year in Kansas City. And, you know, he's the one that's bringing the curtain down on that amazing run, not anybody else, not the musicians, not the management, not the board. It's Michael that said it's time for us all to have a change. And it begins a wonderful period with us.
Very exciting.
Yeah, so it's a pleasure, absolute pleasure.
I definitely felt in my interview with him, he's an architect of sorts. He's an architect for establishing ensembles, and the larger the better. And I've really enjoyed watching his cooking with Michael Stern on your website at stanfordsymphony.org. It's very, very entertaining.
He's a great musician. He's a great raconteur.
Yeah.
He's fun to talk to. We don't have as many programs as the New York Phil or the major orchestras, but the hours we put in thinking carefully about the season that, well, it'll be next season now, much of it, and it's sort of, at the last minute he'd say, hang on, I've had a thought. This actually works better. And he's right. It's actually harder to put five programs together than it is, you know, 35. Because
it's true,
you've got so few hours to play with.
It's so concentrated, yeah.
So it's very, very hard. And what we had was a great balance, and we so wanted to finish our season with Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, which, you know, won't happen in May next year, but it will happen in the 21-22 season.
As Michael has
been very fond of saying, and that's why this gala is so important, he said, it's not what we expected, but there will be a season. And 40% of our subscribers renewed their subscription, many after COVID hit.
That's an important number.
It's a big number. It's a lot of money. And it's everybody's left their ticket money there. And as Mike said, there will be a season. And it starts on the 24th of October at 7:30.
Wow. Well, very exciting. I'm so thrilled for you. Listen, we can't escape talking about Pinchas Zukerman.
Not at all.
I mean, what a diplomat for the arts. I mean, first of all, he's married to, again, the most gorgeous woman. We've been talking about Dr. Michael Cody being gorgeous. And we have Amanda Forsythe, who is this wonderful cellist who will also be part of your gala. You know, I was watching a video with the two of them being interviewed in their home, and she talked about loving to be home, and she took us into her closet where she had literally hundreds of pairs of shoes. The girl knows how to live. I love that. But Pinchas Zukerman himself, he's been awarded the National Medal of Arts from President Ronald Reagan. He has played and taught with every major orchestra and festival in the world. And he is also the recipient of the Isaac Stern Award for Artistic Excellence. So he's been with you. It's all in the can. The performance is ready to go. Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, Pinchas was already booked to open the season. He was going to play the book violin concerto on the 24th, 25th of October. I mean, Michael has known him since he was 4 years old. Well, Michael was four, Pinky's a bit older. And, you know, they are brothers, basically. And the chemistry between them is extraordinary. And so it was a very, very obvious way for Michael to open his first season to bring Pinchas along. The good news is that we will do that repeat concert to open the 21-22 season. So we haven't lost it. Meanwhile, Michael said to him, well, hey, would you like to come and headline the gala for us? And obviously we couldn't do the Brook, but he said, let's do the Bach A minor.
Yeah,
and
which everyone loves.
And he said, Amanda would love to come and get involved in the fun as well. So she's going to play this piece of Offenbach, which I'd never heard of. It's called Jacqueline's Tears. It's a very moving piece. I think it'll be a marvelous moment to think about those we've lost in the last 9 months, 6-7 months or so. She's a phenomenal cellist, phenomenal, and her video is just beautiful, and Pinchas is conducting her while she's playing the Offenbach. So it's a really, yes, it's a fundraising gala, but it's also a terrific concert. And sure, we hope people will come along, they'll see it, they'll enjoy it, and they'll be moved to help us and send us a check afterwards, or go on, text us, you know, a check.
So how do we go about this? I mean, do we just log on to stanfordsymphony.org?
You can right away go to stanfordsymphony.org. It's terribly simple. It's one or two clicks. You don't even have to register if you don't want to. If you register, great. There's little extras we'll send you. We'll send you reminders. We'll send you some sneak videos you won't see otherwise.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But you can literally show up at 7:30 on the 24th of October. One click will be on the website.
So all we need is a glass of champagne,
yep,
and click on the computer and we're there.
Yep. I might have a tux on, but you can be in your PJs and slippers if you want, and enjoying the show.
You know, I think this is a good point you're making, because I know I've been doing a lot online. I mean, studying things online I wouldn't necessarily,
yep,
walk into a building to do, right? I mean, one of them has been martial arts, but that's for another conversation. But you know what? I've loved it. And because I'm going to that online, do you feel that the relevance of you staying very visual here online is helping you garner the attention of people who wouldn't normally walk in to the Palace Theater?
Well, several answers to that. One short answer is yes. I think we're already seeing people looking at the channel that we haven't noticed, mm-hmm, coming to the website before. But I do know that this is only a substitute for the real thing.
Yeah.
And okay, can you imagine when we have, you know, medicines and vaccines and so on, and it's safe to come back and gather again,
mm-hmm,
even if that's not until, you know, early 22, whatever it is, there's going to be such an explosion of need and people wanting to hear live music again. So, you know, that's so important.
And we'll be able to do it, Russell Jones, on the 24th of October at 7:30 p.m. with the Stanford Symphony. You know, it's been so exciting having you here again. You've kept music relevant, and I love this. I want to remind every listener out there that music is fragile, and it is essential. Make your donations. Support the Stanford Symphony. Buy a ticket. Grab your glass of champagne and enjoy the performance. I'll be there, Russell, I promise. And I hope you all go to centerstagewithpamelakuhn.com for more information. In the meantime, stay safe out there, everyone. This is Pamela Kuhn, and the curtain is now down on Center Stage.